Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Sidebar with Cindy
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Welcome to Sidebar Cindy with me. I'm Cindy Siwe Van Sail. The time is 7 o'clock and we will be chatting about stay-at-home moms after this.
Medical issues, sex and family,
finance, parenting and emotional development.
Sidebar with Cindy. Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwe Van Sail. So tonight, we are talking about stay-at-home moms. Today's world takes pride in celebrating hard-working, independent women. But nowhere does it say that women can't be stay-at-home moms. And so this evening, we're shining the spotlights and celebrating the unsung heroine of many homes, stay-at-home moms. I'll be chatting to Nadia Gabriel. She's a blogger. And I'll also be chatting to Lebogang Maruping, who's a full-time mom. She's also a marketing and events specialist and a cabin crew student. But both of these women are stay-at-home moms. We'll be taking your calls on 086-000-959. We'll also be taking your SMSs on 36959. The hashtags on social media are Sidebar Cindy, and the other hashtag is KaiFM Talk. So before we go to calls, I'd like to welcome our guests to the show. Nadia Gabriel, thank you so much for joining us on Sidebar Cindy.
Thanks for having me. What a pleasure.
And I'll also be welcoming Lebogang Maruping. Good evening, Lebogang, and welcome to the show.
Evening, Cindy. Evening, listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. So I know that, a lot of us haven't really thought about what it is to be a stay-at-home mom. I know it's a lot of work. When I was on maternity leave, I have two kids, a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and both times I was able to take 4 months of maternity leave, and essentially I was a stay-at-home mom. It is a lot of work, and I think people take for granted how much work goes into it. So Nadia, I'll start off with you. When did you decide to become a stay-at-home mom?
Mine was quite a spontaneous decision. It was a week before I was supposed to go back to work, actually. So it was a very last-minute choice, but yeah, 6 years later, I'm still quite happy with it.
And when you say it's the week before you were meant to go back to work, had you been on maternity leave at the time?
Yes, I was on 4 months of maternity leave, and I was supposed to go back, but I couldn't do it.
So financially, how did you prepare for it? I mean, I'd have loved to make such a decision.
So, listen, it wasn't easy, and it was something that was eating at me because I didn't think it was possible. I knew we needed our two salaries to keep living the way that we were, and it wasn't an easy choice. But at the end of the day, my husband, he's the best. He said, if this is what you want to do, we will make it work. And we did. We sold our second car. We cut down our expenses immensely, and we made it work. So yeah, it can be done if you really want to. Mm. Not for everyone, I completely understand that. But yeah, it can be done.
And how many kids do you have?
I have two now.
Okay, and how old are they?
The eldest is 5, she turns 6 next month, and my youngest is 2.
Okay, all right. Lebogang, yeah. Your decision to become a stay-at-home mom, what prompted that?
Oh, geez, now you're taking me back. Well, I mean, look, with me, I didn't really have an easy first trimester. And I think a little bit of that also had to do with me not entirely being happy at work. And, you know, I have a very supportive partner. And he even said, listen, you're not really happy. You're in the first trimester. The best thing for you to do is just not work right now and focus on the baby. And you know, your health comes first. Mm. And as Nadia said, it is not an easy decision to make, especially financially wise. So I did that exactly. And when baby was born, he was born with bronchiolitis. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, he was in and out of hospital. Mm. And, you know, my being stay at home at the time actually came in handy because I had to be with him in hospital every time he was admitted.
Yeah.
So I've been home since. And, I mean, he turns 2 in November. So, you know, it's I think sometimes you want to pull your skin, you know, and just literally open the ground and just have it swallow you, because you can't take it anymore. And, you know, I mean, you know, my mom says that they're little demons. I don't like to call them that, but having to spend the whole day with them, you know, it's rewarding, like, you know, when you get to see that smile and you know. Yeah, so that's where that decision came from. It was basically those two reasons.
And do you find yourself having to justify your decision to your friends or to strangers? You know, when you're in a social setting and people ask you what you do.
Yeah. Look, I mean, my friends more so, because they know me to be a person who is very much hands-on, who loves to work and get things done. They didn't understand what prompted this decision. But I've always found solace in knowing that my partner and my family supported my decision and that they had my back 100%.
Yeah.
The best that I could always do was just explain to them and try to make them see things from my point of view, and that, listen, with time, I will go back to work. Should I want to go back to work or need to go back to work, then, you know, I will go back to work.
Mm, and I know that you're studying as well. You're studying to be a cabin crew member.
I am. I mean, I think I owed it to myself, but that was my initial career choice. But, you know how our parents are. Get that diploma, get that degree, or at least a certificate, and then you can do whatever it is that your heart desires. But after studying, I then went into media, and I've been ever since. So, you know, being at home, I figured, you know what, this one is grown now. I've got a 9-year-old as well.
Yeah.
So I figured this one is grown, and why not do something for me for once? And yeah, so that's what I'm doing now.
Okay. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Siwe Fansel. I'm chatting to Nadia Gabriel and Lebogang Maruping. They're both stay-at-home moms, and they're sharing the experiences of being stay-at-home moms. Nadia, coming back to you, so how much help do you have, you know, at home with the kids? Is it just you alone doing everything, or do you have a domestic worker coming in to help you with a few things?
It's pretty much me most of the time. We have a domestic helper who comes in once a week. But if you have kids at home, you know that the house does not stay clean for very long after they've left. So, yeah, no, it's pretty much me that does it. My husband helps out a lot when he's home, but he does work full time. So it's me who does, like, most of the cooking and the cleaning and the fetching and stuff for the kids.
Oh, okay.
But it's my I figured that is my responsibility as a stay-at-home mom. That's part of the trade-off, I feel.
And do you ever feel lonely?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. At first, I didn't think I would. I am an introvert, and I do like my alone time. But when you're alone with a baby and you don't know what you're doing, you really need help. So the advice that I would have for other stay-at-home moms is to definitely find your mom group. Because as supportive as your husband or your partner might be, they don't really understand what you're going through, but other moms will, and they will get it. So even if you want to vent, but you don't really want a response back, you just want someone to say, I understand.
Yeah.
That's your crew.
Okay. And do you ever have off days? Do you ever wake up and you just don't feel like doing anything?
So often. There's so many days when I pretty much just stay in my pajamas all day. I'm like, no, we'll just Uber Eats today. I can't. I need a break. It happens.
Lebogang, do you ever have off days?
Every day. I mean, like I said earlier on, when you are at home with a toddler, having to get up sometimes is really, really hard, because you don't get to socialize with your peers. You don't get to wake up in the morning and put on makeup and grab to work and do something else other than be a mom. But, you know, like I said, it's rewarding. You know, you wake up and you don't really want to do anything. And then after he wakes up, you're like, oh, if he wakes up before you, if he used to wake you up, you're like, okay, this is why I'm a stay-at-home mom. This is why I get to do what I do. So those off days are there, but you get rewarded at the end of the day. And our rewards might not be a bonus. You know, it's just giving me a smile or him calling me mama from the corridor, you know. Yeah.
And in terms of your support structures, you know, who supports you in your day-to-day activities?
So it would mostly, you know, I'm mostly by myself. I don't have a full-time helper. Things have changed. It's like what Nadia said, you need to cut down on a couple of things, you know, in order for you to have this kind of lifestyle. So we've had to cut out on that, or cut down rather on that as well, mostly because now I go to school, so he now goes to school as well. So we start a creche, so, you know, I would be with him most of the day, and should I not be able to pick him up or you know, fulfill any of my duties as a mom, you know, my partner wouldn't come into play. My mom is always there, you know. I've got family in and around, so I've got that support.
Okay, great. And have you found that, you know, as the months have gone by, do you have any regrets? Do you ever look back and think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done this?
I do. To be quite honest, I do. Especially, like I said, you want to wake up in the morning and drive to work and converse with people your age and do something for a change, but be a mom. Because even if you work a 9-to-5 job, on weekends you still get to be a full-time mom. So I do have that little voice in my head that says, maybe you shouldn't have done that. But then again, you then go like, you know what, there's a reason why I'm doing this. Yeah. And you find comfort in that.
Yeah. Nadia, coming back to you, before we take calls, we're taking calls on 086-000-959. You can SMS us on 36959. You can join the conversation on social media on the hashtag SideboardCindy and KFM Talk. We're talking about stay-at-home moms. But before we take calls, Nadia, do you ever feel like you shouldn't have done this? Do you ever regret?
You know, there were points when I did, and for various reasons throughout the past 6 years. Initially, it was because I really did not know what I was doing. I had a newborn. I was alone at home. I had never experienced childcare before. The child was crying all the time. It was horrifying. Mm. But you get used to it. And then later on, it was this is financial worry. Like, am I doing the right thing? Should I rather be working?
So the money issue is always a big one.
It's I think for all moms who stay at home, it's this thing that nags at the back of your mind. Like,
yeah.
Do you have enough? Are you saving for your kids? Like, should you be there working instead of at home with them? Are you really doing the right thing?
Mm.
It's always a concern, but you know what? They won't be little forever, and there's always time to go back to work.
Okay.
So, well, I'm happy.
Well, just to encourage both of you, I mean, people have done lots of research on stay-at-home moms, and I'm reading something here that says that one of the pros of being a stay-at-home mom is that when your child starts going to school, their performance is better, and those kids whose mommies are stay-at-home moms and do stuff with them have less stress and aggression, and yeah, so that should encourage you know, you guys. But obviously the reality is for some moms is that, you know, there is that yearning to go back to work, and some people feel as if they're not contributing to society anymore by being stay-at-home moms. And I disagree with that way of thinking, but a lot of people feel as if, oh, you know, you've got a degree or you studied this and you're wasting time by sitting at home. And I don't think that's a fair thing for people to say. Have you? Okay,
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later on, as the show progresses. So the mom group that you spoke about, Nadia, how did you find other moms? Was it on social media? Was it on Facebook? Okay,
it was on Facebook actually. We had just moved to Johannesburg, and I didn't know anybody. My parents were in Durban. All our family were there, and it was really just finding our feet. So I put out a request on Facebook saying, you know what, if there's any other stay-at-home moms in the area, would you like to meet? And I got so many responses. Mm. This pay group was huge. It started off really big. And we connected so well. And some of them are still my friends now. It's almost 2 years later. And we still see each other regularly. So social media has been amazing in connecting people.
And are your kids in the same age groups, or it's a whole range of ages?
It's a whole range, but it's more or less between, I would say, well, now, from the group that was in, the kids are between 2 and 6. So they're quite a nice age for them all to get along as well.
Okay, okay. And you go on play dates and all that stuff.
We do, yeah. It's pretty great.
And then, Lebogang, coming back to you, I know that you say that you don't have a lot of people that you interact with, but have you tried looking for a mom group like the one Nadia belongs to?
I haven't actively tried, but I've got a friend of mine who invited me to a group on WhatsApp, and you know, it helps a lot because you get to vent. if you need to vent, you know, they understand what it is exactly that you're going through. So I don't consume alcohol, and I always refer to that group as my glass of wine, because that's where I get my sanity from, you know.
Yeah.
You get mommies who understand what it is that you're going through, or if you're not sure about something, you don't really want to consult the internet. Yeah. You have that person that can give you some sort of advice. You know, so there's that. It really, really helps. We haven't done any play dates, you know, like Nadia has, which I think would be fun. But yeah, definitely, I'm sure it's going to grow, and it will grow into something, you know, great like that.
Okay. And I know that your baby's at creche now.
Yes, he started on Monday, actually.
Okay, so this is a recent development.
Yes.
And was it a difficult decision for you to make? I mean, I know that it has to happen because you're studying, but yeah. How did you feel?
I had mixed emotions because I've got this belief of starting my kids, having them go to creche at 3, because I believe that, you know, at that age, their immune systems are a little bit stronger.
I agree with you, yes.
Yeah.
That's a good age, yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, in this case, I just had to. And I mean, also because he's got bronchiolitis, and I was very skeptical about taking him there because of his condition. You know, but I had to. And I did. He cries every morning. But, you know, I'm hoping it gets better with time. So it's just one of those that, you know, you just have to do it as a mom, and you have to be strong whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's understandable. And is he there the whole day, or is there a portion of the day?
He's there for most of the day. You know, I try to get him as soon as possible. Because he's also still not comfortable as yet.
No, yeah, it takes time.
But yeah, depending on my classes, he's there for most of the day.
Okay. And Nadia, are any of your kids in daycare?
Yes, actually one is in grade R and the other is in daycare. So they both at school until 12.
Okay.
Which is pretty awesome. As of this year, I finally have some morning free to myself, which is wonderful. 6 years later, I'm loving it.
And have you ever considered homeschooling? Is that something that you would do?
You know, that is something that I thought of doing before I had children. But once I had them, it came off the table. I just don't have the patience, I think, for it. I enjoy taking my kids to school and just having that time to do other things that need to be done.
Mm.
And I also like the social interaction that they get at school and the friends that they make. You know, seeing that social dynamic happening is really interesting, and I think they need it.
And Lebogang, would you consider homeschooling?
Sorry, Cindy, what is that?
Would you consider homeschooling, you know, at any stage?
I've got mixed emotions about that one, hence my pausing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'd consider it. But realistically speaking, I still, as Nadia stated, that you want them to have that social interaction with other kids. You want them to have what you had, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, what it's like to interact with other kids at school. So I for safety purposes or safety reasons, it would be great to have them homeschooled. But, you know, in terms of them having to experience that culture of being in school, I would, you know, keep them in school, I think. But I think I'd also need to do more research before I could make any decision, because it's not really a common thing in South Africa as yet. So I definitely need to do my research on that one.
Yeah, no, so homeschooling is growing. And the misconception about kids not socializing if they're homeschooled, you belong to a homeschool association, and you know, you will interact with other parents. There's a curriculum. There's a lot of things that you do as a group. So a lot of the kids do get to socialize, and also sports. I mean, the kids don't have a formal sports structure, but that's something that you have to incorporate. And a lot of the curriculums want the children to have some form of extracurricular activity. So the kids that are homeschooled generally do interact with other kids. But I understand. I mean, I think I also had the misconception for a long time. But my sister-in-law homeschooled her kids all the way up to A levels. So from watching her and another friend of mine in Zimbabwe who's also homeschooling, I now understand. There's lots of activities that they take part in, apart from the day-to-day with their mom who's teaching them, you know, their curriculum. And I'm still chatting to Nadia Gabriel and Lebogang Maruping. They're both stay-at-home moms. We're celebrating stay-at-home moms and just getting to understand what it is to be a stay-at-home mom. So we're taking your calls on 086-000-959. Hashtags on social media are Sidebar Cindy and Kaya FM Talk. So, Lebohang, coming back to you, because I know that you might have to leave us soon to go and put baby to sleep.
Yeah.
What's a typical day like for you? Like from the moment you wake up to now? Okay, and I know now that you're chatting to me, but obviously you'd be doing something else. So what's a typical day like for you?
A typical day for me would be, so the big one, my eldest stays with his grandmother in Pretoria. So it's just me, daddy, and the little one. So, my day would basically entail, waking up.
What time would that be?
I wake up at 5:45.
Okay.
So I would wake up, get ready for school, and then wake up the little one. He's still getting used to this whole thing of waking up early in the morning because, before that he would wake up around 10 o'clock in the morning, which was a huge problem for him now having to adjust. Wake him up. Daddy helps get him ready while I pack his stuff for school and I pack my lunch. Daddy straps him in. He gets ready for work after we leave. I drop him off. And then I go to school. Once I'm done with school, I will then, while making my way home, pick him up and then come home. When we get home, I then make sure, and I don't compromise on this, to spend some time with him and have him relaxed and just know that he's in a safe place. Not to say that he wasn't in a safe place at school, because I've realized that he still hasn't adjusted. So we play, we sing along, and we do whatever it is that he wants to do. I will then start with the cooking.
Okay.
I'm preparing dinner, and while that's, cooking on the stove, I will then give him a bath, and then I would probably, finish up dinner after that.
Mm.
And then, the day is up. Or then daddy puts him to sleep, and then the day is up.
Okay. And what time does your partner get home?
He gets home around 6:30, 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have him for generally most of the day.
Okay. And when partner gets home, does he help out with the cooking? Or I know he helps out with the child, but is there anything else that he does?
Yeah, no. He's very domestic. Look, he's not domesticated per se. I need to get him to be domesticated, but he is the best. You ask him, please do the dishes. Sometimes I don't even have to ask. He does them because he knows that I've got a test to study for. So he will do the dishes. He will finish up cooking if he finds out that I'm still bossing the little one upstairs, so he will then finish up the cooking without me asking. So he's very, very hands-on, and that's what I really like about him. He's literally there. I don't have to ask for anything.
And the misconception that being a stay-at-home mom is this glamorous thing where you're sitting at Tasha's all morning, then after that you go and pick up your kids in your luxury SUV, and then we see and you walk around in your gym wear looking like a gym bunny. Yeah. That's not reality for everybody.
No, my reality is far from that. Look, I've got my days where I'll put on makeup and I will look very pretty, and you'll get comments like, "You don't work, really? You don't look like you don't work. I work, but I don't even look like you today, look like you do today." So you get people, with those misconceptions where they think that you've got the life, you're living the life, and that you go shopping every second day, when that is not the case. In most cases, before school, I find myself still cleaning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And you don't know where the time went. So, and you see Instagram pictures where you've got a mommy with a 3-month-old who's got makeup on and she's looking great. And you think to yourself, but what happened to me? Why can't I look like that? So it differs from mommy to mommy.
No, that's true. No, it does differ from mom to mom. So we're still taking calls on 086-000-959. I'm chatting to Nadia Gabriel and Lebohang Maruping about being a stay-at-home mom. And Lebohang has just outlined what a typical day is like for her, and how her and her partner share the chores when he comes back from work. And another question I have for you, Lebohang, is what's your me time? How do you feed your soul? How do you feed yourself? When what do you do to feed yourself? Yeah, let me put it like that.
So there was a very long period where I had lost myself and I stopped living for me.
Yeah.
And my partner reminded me that, listen, in order for us to be okay, you need to be okay. So you need to take care of you. So
you know, quite recently I started going out more. I mean, I went to Tevin Campbell this past Friday, so I do things that, you know, I can't really call it still like getting her groove back, because I'm not really that old, but, you know, I'm trying to get my groove back. Liv was getting her groove back, let's call it. I do things that make me happy. You know, shopping makes me happy. I can't
shopping makes us all happy.
No, shopping is the best therapy ever. I try to do that, because, you know, you'd want to shop for yourself, but you get to the shops and you think, these boots are really nice for the little one. Oh, look at that jacket. So you end up doing more for them than you do for yourself. So it's now more about me and taking care of me and making sure that I'm okay before I can take care of them. So I do a lot of stuff that make me happy, and going back to school is one of those things. Yeah.
And that's important, because I know that, I mean, I know with my firstborn, Unandi, I tried to be a super mom, and I had a mild stroke shortly after she was born, and that put a stop to my perfectionism and wanting to be a super mom, running around and trying to make everything perfect. Mm-hmm. And so I learned the hard way, obviously, by getting ill. And I think it's important for people to know that you don't have to be a perfect mom. You know, those first few months are harrowing, and you do your best. You do what you can. Yeah. If the house is clean, it's clean. If it's not clean, so bonaksasa, you know, but it's a journey. And the more help you get and the more support you have from other mommies, the better it is for you. Okay.
I need to get those lessons. Sorry about that. I need to get those lessons from me, because I'm very pedantic, and having to sit in a dirty house, I still don't know how to say it's okay. So maybe you need to school me on that, and, you know, learning how it is okay to just not do anything for the day.
And the thing is, it is okay, Libu. I mean, you can't do everything, and you're not expected to. So, you'll have to just talk to yourself. It's actually a matter of talking to yourself and saying to yourself that you can't be a superwoman. You're not meant to be. You're not expected to be a superwoman.
True.
As long as you've done the ABC, you have your ABCs that you must do every day, like make the bed and mop, you know, I don't know, mop the bathroom floor and a few other things. And oksalayo uzokubona kusasa. I mean, I had to learn to be like that. I had to talk to myself, because I was sick. I was on high blood pressure medication, and it wasn't okay. I mean, my baby was hardly 5 days old, and there I was in a hospital going into an MRI scanner because they thought I may have a brain bleed. But it was self-induced. I'd worked myself into such a frenzy because I wanted to be this perfect mommy, and it's not worth it.
So I
hope my story then helps you get to adjust yourself and just know that you're not expected to do everything every day. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
Okay, so we have a caller. We have Ukidiboni calling us from Krista. Ukidiboni, welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Thank you so very much for taking my call.
Great stuff.
So I'm calling in because I just want to share my current situation. I am a work from home mom.
Yes.
Run a lot of the aspects of my business from home. And I've got children, two, a son and a daughter, and my partner. And the biggest challenge I find being a work at home mom is I have to do everything which pertains to my business and home at the same time.
Okay.
So, for instance, you can imagine trying to negotiate a deal with a client, but at the same time also checking that my daughter's project for school is done, from running around and doing the household shopping and putting the house in order. But there are some rewards, and I think the rewards far outweigh whatever the challenges of being a stay-at-home mom or work-at-home mom would be.
Mm. And so when people make calls, when your business calls come through and your baby may be squealing in the background or something's happening in the background, do you find yourself having to explain yourself, or do people understand, okay, usendlini, and no, she's a mommy and she's working at the same time?
You know, people generally understand, and I've also asked that my family, my children, give me that space so they get it. They know exactly when, although I had one of the most funny incidents ever. I was taking a call, a conference, a video call. You know how they do one of those where you're called from, let's say, the States, and you're all conference together.
Yes.
And my daughter, I had no idea that she was running around at the back, and she came in through the patio, and literally creeps up, you know, from the back. And
yeah.
There I see her in the video, in the Zoom shot. It was too late because I couldn't scold her on camera, and everyone burst out laughing. And so I had to tell them, I said, well, you know, look, I'm taking this call from home because I do work from home.
Yeah.
And she waved at them. And, you know, so it's cute things like that. But I think people are understanding more and more that many women have to merge their lives
yes.
with their work. You know, it's just inevitable. There's some businesses that can only survive that way.
Yeah. And look, life passes us by. You know, your kids will be grown up. They'll be out of the house soon. And you don't want to look back on your life and regret not having spent time with them because you are busy chasing your career or whatever it is. So I love what you're doing, Kidiboni. I think it's great that you're working from home and your kids are part of everything.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for having the call. I enjoy your show so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Kidiboni. Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Swefansel. I'm chatting about stay-at-home moms. I'm chatting to two stay-at-home moms, to Lebogang Maruping and to Nadia Gabriel. And Nadia, so coming back to you, I'm interested to know what your day is like. What time does your day start and what time does your day end?
Oh, I have a long day. My day starts at about same as Lincoln's level, at about 4:45.
Yeah.
So I wake up, get the kids ready, and then at 7 we leave home for school. And the traffic in the morning is quite horrific, so sometimes it can take us an hour to get there.
Mm.
But after the kids are dropped off, they're at two separate schools. I now recently joined the gym, which is amazing. So I try and pop in there for an hour.
So do you drop your kids?
That gym lifestyle.
So do you drop your kids off at school in your gym wear?
Sometimes they do, yes. I am one of those moms.
I hope it's matchy-matchy.
No, it's really bad. It's
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Nadia.
So after I drop them off, I head to gym for an hour, and then I'm usually back by 9 or 9:15. So after a quick shower, it's housework for actually an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending how hectic the house is.
Yeah.
And then I try and get in at least an hour of work before
okay.
I have to fetch them, because I have to leave to fetch the girls at 12.
Okay. Okay.
Then after, yeah, it's quite a busy day, actually.
And then when do you start cooking?
At about 4.
Okay. And what time does your partner get home?
He usually gets home at around the same time, but he works until about 6.
Okay.
So he's at work and he comes home and he works from home. But he is on hand if they need him. But at 2 and 5, they're quite independent now, so I can easily put on Peppa Pig, or the girls will play outside while I'm busy. But they entertain each other, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, Peppa Pig has saved many of us.
Peppa Pig is amazing. She's a hero in our house. that's funny. And then we eat at 5, so we have quite an early supper.
Okay, but a very structured day as well.
Very much so. Routine is key, I feel, for everybody's sanity. And it keeps things running smoothly. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in routine.
Okay, well, going to Twitter, we have a few comments from Twitter. We have O Genevieve, who says that not a chance could I be a stay-at-home mom. It's incredibly draining and hard and tough and exhausting. And while it, of course, has its benefit, it's a hard job. It is a job with no financial remuneration. I take my hats off to all stay-at-home moms. I couldn't wait for my maternity leave to end both times. I was craving my workplace. I was craving adult conversation. And I was so happy when it did come to an end. I'm definitely a working mom, and that's okay. Stay-at-home moms are incredible beings. That's Genevieve from Twitter. We have another comment from Uzina, who says that it really does sound exhausting. I think social media has created a distorted view of it, that you have all this freedom and luxury of doing nothing. Lebogang has painted a different picture altogether. And then Umahwe_AB says it could never be me. So, you know, she's very clear that she could never be a stay-at-home mom. But I mean, I love the way the both of you have been so honest and so open about your lives, because, you know, I guess, you know, when you look from the outside, all we're thinking is that, okay, they're going to shop. After that, they're going to have coffee the whole morning, then go to gym, then go and pick up the kids. And look, there are some stay-at-home moms who live like that, but the majority of stay-at-home moms aren't living that life of luxury that we see. Lebogang, before we let you go, because I know that you really do have to go, do you have any like words of wisdom for moms that are considering become stay-at-home moms, or who are already in it and are struggling?
Cindy, I mean, for the stay-at-home moms, or for the ladies, right, the women out there, rather, who are thinking of becoming a stay-at-home mom, from an emotional point of view, I don't think you could ever be ready for it, because, you know, There's a lot that goes into being a stay-at-home mom. You just wing it as the days go by. But it's the most rewarding thing ever, knowing that you're taking care of your own child and that you're there for every milestone and that you are doing it yourself. And for moms who are, doing it still and are finding it hard, I'm also finding it hard, and it's okay to find it hard. We learn every day. We will make those mistakes. We are still learning our kids. They are still learning us as well. So it's a struggle that brings great rewards at the end of the day. And like I said earlier on, there is no bonus. We don't get monetary value. We don't get paid in monetary value, but the rewards that we get are fulfilling, and they're memorable, and they are long lasting. They just don't end. And having to see a child grow up in front of you, knowing that you helped raise them on a full-time basis, and not to say that there's anything wrong with mommies who are, who work the full 9 to 5. No, there's nothing wrong. I did that as well for quite some time. But there's just something different about being a stay-at-home mom, knowing that you are there for your kids.
And how do you factor in date night at the moment? Or you're not there yet?
You know what? For the longest of times, like I said, I couldn't find or make time for myself, and that included my relationship. It was always about the kids. But now we have started exploring different things, and it's a little bit more about us now. Yeah. So we try and steal the time when we can. Granny comes and she babysits, and we go out. So we do try and start. So it might not particularly be date night, but we do a lot of activities together.
Okay, well, all the best with your studies, Lebogang, and thank you so much for joining us on Sidebar Cindy. And this evening, we're celebrating stay-at-home moms, and we've been chatting to Lebogang Maruping, who's had to go to put her baby down. But I'm still with Nadia Gabriel, who's a stay-at-home mom, and she's also a blogger. So, Nadia, I know that you've been writing quite a bit. And so, how did the blog come about, and what kind of content do you put out there?
My blog's been around for a while. I started it about 4 years ago.
Okay.
But I wrote anonymously. Yeah. So the blog was very much a way for me to vent about the parenting journey and what I was going through. And it was just a way for me to process everything that I was feeling, because I'm not very good at verbalizing it, but I can write it. So what it actually hit home with was how many other women were feeling the exact same way that I was. So the same struggles, the same insecurities. Are we doing the best for our kids? Are we doing enough for our kids? Am I giving my husband
enough attention?
It's all of these issues that we all share as moms. And it's not just stay-at-home moms. It's all mothers. So, yeah, that's how it started. And then in 2017, I decided to go public with the blog. And it's been such an amazing journey since then. And what I think Lebo also touched on earlier is that being a stay-at-home mom actually gives you a chance to change career direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually had my honors in HR, and I worked for 7 years in finance, but I've always enjoyed writing. And now here I am as a stay-at-home mom doing what I love. So it's actually funny how things work out, but it's a nice chance to actually swerve and try something new.
And of course, bless a lot of people with your blog. I mean, the blog is the non-adventures of a stay-at-home mom. Well, non-adventures of a SAHM. But I'll post the link after the show. So there's a tweet from Mama Chef Josie, and she says, Nadia, she's listening, and she says, Nadia is so modest. She's actually extremely busy and works late into the night as well. One of the most dedicated people I know. So is Mama Chef Josie part of your mom group?
She's actually one of my very close friends, and we have our own business together, which is how she knows that we work so late, because we started our own content creation company. So we're both actually up really late at night. We go to bed sometimes at midnight, just getting out our work.
And you must still be around 6 o'clock to make sure that the household is running.
Yes, you just have to juggle everything to make it happen.
And Nadia, in terms of managing stress, I have stress as a mom. I'm not the best mommy in the world. I'm also winging it here and there. And there are days when I really am stressed. And obviously, I have the opportunity of going to work and being at work for a few hours and coming here for a few hours and leaving the home stresses at home and then getting home and most of the stress has been sorted out. How do you minimize stress in your life? I know you've started going to the gym. But what else?
That has helped. For me, the best thing to do is actually to have some alone time so I can regroup. I really need that. Like, the constant interaction really, it wears on me to the point where I'm mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted, and I can't be a good mom to my kids.
Mm.
So just having some time out, whether it's going for a coffee by myself or strolling through a mall or sitting outside with a book while my husband takes the kids out for a while, whatever it is, that alone time is my de-stressing. So yeah, that's what I need to fill my cup.
And if you were to I don't know, give lessons, okay, lessons is the wrong word, but give advice to a person that's considering becoming a stay-at-home mom, what are the top five things, just off the top of your head, that you think are very important to consider before you take this big decision? Because it is quite a big decision.
Yeah, it is a big decision. Okay, top five.
Yeah.
I would say that your partner has to be on board with it.
Okay.
So your partner needs to be there because he's going to be the one who supports you financially. And if you guys don't have a strong relationship, that's not a place you want to be, where you're relying on someone financially if you're not sure that they're going to stick around for the journey. So having a partner who understands and is willing to support you, and not just financially, but also emotionally, because it's difficult. It's difficult being on call all day, 24/7. There's no lunch breaks. You're not.
And that's literally what it is,
long
right?
Drive home. It's 24/7. There's no leave. You could be sick and you're still at work.
Mm-hmm.
You live at work. So that's one of the things. The second would be to make sure you know what you're getting into. Don't imagine that this is a TV version of staying at home. It's not. For a lot of us, it isn't. So you need to be sure this is what you want to do. The third thing is to make time for yourself. You need to prioritize that. Even though you are a stay-at-home mom and your kids do come first, you do as well. And having that time allocated each week, even if it's 2 hours on a Saturday or 3 hours if you can make it, it makes such a difference. Like, I can't emphasize that enough. So don't knock that. What else? Make time for your husband. I know my husband's listening and he's probably laughing.
And he's tweeted as well. He's also put out a few tweets.
He'll be waiting for me when I go inside. But you need to do that because you can get swallowed up by motherhood. It can take over your life. And you will realize this when every conversation you have revolves around the kids.
Mm.
And you're not really a complete person. You need to do the stuff that you did before you had kids. Maybe not all of it, but try and retain some of those interests that you had and try and feed it because you need it as a person.
Mm.
You're more than just a mother. You are a woman. You are a person with different hobbies, different interests, and you need to also feed that side of yourself. And what's my first tip? What can I say? Oh, you know what? Actually, this is really important.
Yeah.
As a stay-at-home mom, you actually end up taking your kids for granted quite often, which makes it difficult to be present because they are always there.
Yeah.
So it's hard to focus in the moment that you're in to enjoy it. So what I've actually done recently is I've set a time. So from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., that is our time to play. So there's no phone, there's no TV, there's no outside interference, and we play. We play hide and seek, we play with Play-Doh, we do all sorts of stuff. But that is my time to be present with them because that's what your kids need. Like, you could be there the whole day, but if you're also on your phone or you're also, I don't know, doing work or whatever, they don't even consider that as you being there.
Mm.
So if you're not listening to them, your kids will think that you haven't spent time with them. So I think, you know, prioritize being present and enjoying time with your kids. It goes so fast.
That's great advice, Nadia. I know that one of your blog posts was about how you posted and you said, okay, I don't enjoy playing with my kids. What was that all about?
So recently, Hasbro launched the Save Time for Playtime campaign, which is what got my playtime hour into play.
Okay.
Because I'm not one of those moms who loves playing. Like, I'm not that person. If I have to play that mommy baby game one more time, I don't know what I'll do. I'll
You're pulling out your hair, yeah.
So, I can't do it on repeat. So, but I realized that that's how kids communicate with you. It's how they tell you if something's worrying them. It's through play.
Mm.
So, yeah. So even though I don't enjoy it, my kids need it. So I've set aside that time for them every day to reconnect. And they love it. Now they actually they look forward to it and they say, Mommy, what are we going to play today? Is it my turn to choose? So, yeah, it's made quite a difference.
And do you know the words to Baby Shark?
Everybody knows the words to Baby Shark. Who doesn't? That song will live forever.
So someone on Twitter said Baby Shark is the Sister Bettina for children. There's a song called Sister Bettina. I'm not, I don't know if you know it, yeah. But there's a ratchet song called Sister Bettina. So someone said that Baby Shark is that song for kids because every child knows Baby Shark. So are you guys...
They can listen to that song on repeat. You don't understand. And there's so many versions of it, but they will watch it over and over. It's crazy. I actually kind of like it though.
Do you? Wow.
I do. It's really catchy.
So it's growing on you.
Yeah, it's growing on me.
No, but thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, Nadia. And thank you so much for sharing your story. And thank you as well to Lebohang Maruping, who had joined us during the earlier part of the show, sharing her experiences as a stay-at-home mom. I really appreciate your input, and you were both fantastic guests, and I'm glad to have you on the show. I'll be posting your link on Twitter, Nadia.
Oh, thank you.
Do you update weekly, monthly, every 2 weeks? How often do you update your blog?
My blog, my blog is very much an online journal. So whenever things happen is when I usually write about it.
Okay, and do you post pics of your children as well or not?
I don't. I'm one of those parenting bloggers.
No, that's fine. I was just asking.
Never see my kids. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't. So yeah, it's more from a parenting perspective than about the kids as much.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And
thanks so much for having me. And happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nadia. So that is Nadia Gabriel, who was part of the show. Tonight's show was about stay-at-home moms celebrating all the work that they do. And before I go, I just want to say that, stay-at-home moms do a lot of work. They're really the heroines, the unsung heroines of our homes. And the important take-home form from me is that you need to find a good support system. You need to make sure that you put yourself first because... You know, one day your kids are going to grow up and leave the house. And if you've spent your whole life dedicated to them and now they're gone and you don't know who you are anymore, that's not good for you. So do make time for yourself. And if you feel that you're burning out or you're stressed out, get help because there's always help out there. Find mom groups to talk to. You know, if you think you might be burning out, you know, talk to your doctor, talk to your GP, but make sure that, you seek help when you can.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.